I'm Sean Crawford for NPR Illinois. There's been a lot of talk about a university presence in downtown Springfield. Well, a new plan is now under discussion. It would dramatically change the downtown. Bruce Rushton is with the Illinois Times. He wrote about it, and he joins me now to talk about this concept. Bruce, this idea apparently would involve the University of Illinois Springfield, Southern Illinois University, and it would have a larger footprint than some of the ideas we've heard, at least leading up till now.
We should probably go back a little bit to the genesis of this. University of Illinois Springfield runs an incubator, for lack of a better word, Innovate Springfield, which is in a fairly small building. It's designed to help entrepreneurship and folks bring good ideas to marketplace and promote economic development and education simultaneously. Also, Southern Illinois University Edwardsville had proposed perhaps bringing a law school to downtown Springfield. And the Y block had been talked about as perhaps a spot where construction of a new facility could begin to maybe house these things. The Y block is a fairly finite piece of property. What's going on now is they're talking about an area of about four blocks, stretching from South 2nd Street to 4th Street. That would be the east-west borders, Washington Street to Monroe Street as north-south borders. That's a lot of territory. What exactly they're thinking about for this area, we don't know. This was apparently been talked about by an economic development corporation, which is a public-private partnership that includes both public officials and private business interests in the Springfield-Sangamon County area. And this had been discussed at a meeting of the Economic Development Corporation's board shortly before Thanksgiving, I'm told. All 10 aldermen from Springfield have been briefed on this. What this is still somewhat up in the air. We don't know. They're saying, though, that this is a high priority, and there will be a public meeting about this proposal. There'll be at least two public meetings, and they expect the first one to be in January.
Well, we're talking about buildings that would include some well-known structures, like the Sangamo Club would be in this territory that's
yes.
at least under discussion. Mm-hmm. So would these just be, you know, bought up and gone away, I guess? Is that what some people are talking about?
That's a concern of property owners in the area who I've talked to. I spoke with the manager of the Sangamo Club yesterday who was not aware of this, but it is within this footprint that we're talking about. There's also some fairly well-known local downtown landmarks that are within this. J.P. Kelly's, for example, Arlington's, for example, Hair of the Dog. And some folks are concerned that I've talked to about eminent domain. They have risked their fortunes. They have made substantial investments in downtown. They have had faith in downtown. And now they're wondering what's going to happen next.
Well, Bruce, money is always a key, and it sounds like in something like this, it would be a big part of that. And your article indicated the mayor had said the state would have to be involved. State would have to kick in some money somehow. Have we got any type of idea about what exactly we're talking about as far as a ballpark figure and where that money would actually come from?
The interim director of the Economic Development Corporation told me that the expectation is that state money would pay for this. I spoke with State Senator Andy Menar, who told me, yes, everybody knows that the state has passed a capital bill of $45 billion. But Andy Menar tells me that there has been no money set aside in the capital bill for something like this. That said, University of Illinois Springfield has had, I believe, a $15 million allocation to move their Innovate Springfield Center elsewhere, hopefully to a new building. But $15 million is a drop in the bucket for something like this. There had been talk of a $50 million allocation for a law school to go down there. But even $50 million, when you're talking about a four square block area, is not going to make the nut. And so a lot of folks, we don't know. I don't know. It's not being revealed. I don't know if anybody knows. When I asked, okay, are you going to talk about taking over, so to speak, the entire area and turn it into a university presence? We don't know. It's very preliminary. Were you talking about then maybe just having university buildings and functions scattered amongst existing businesses and residences? It's very preliminary. We're not sure yet. And so there's a lot of uncertainty out there.
Well, I've got to ask, when they're talking about the possibility of having a hearing soon after the new year, and being this vague or noncommittal, I mean, it's, you know, what do you make of that?
My gut tells me that folks know more than they're telling, and that's just my gut speaking to me. because when you, it's a good observation. If the intention is to have some sort of public meeting within a month's time or so, I got to believe that there may be something more concrete than we know about right now. That's just a guess. That's just a hunch. There have been drawings of the area, I'm told. I have not been privy to those drawings. They've not been made public. And we should note here, perhaps, that this corporation that is pushing this, the Economic Development Corporation, a blend of public officials and private business interests, is not subject to Open Meetings Act or the Freedom of Information Act. They can do all these sorts of things without telling anybody exactly what they're doing, when things might reach fruition. It's also important to note that I've been told by at least two people that the universities here are going to decide the location and the scope of whatever happens down there. I'm not sure at this point in time how much the universities have been consulted, how much they've said about this. We got a statement from University of Illinois Springfield acknowledging that something is up, but nothing definitive in terms of here is what we as the University of Illinois Springfield want. We do want to have some sort of new spot, a bigger and better innovation center. But beyond that, details are very sketchy.
Well, just a few seconds left here, Bruce, but just for you to speculate on this, does it sound like this is something realistic, at least in a general sense, that we could see that much property in the downtown be turned into something that had more of a higher education presence?
Clearly, they're thinking big. And there's nothing wrong with thinking big. I mean, you know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But at this point in time, insofar as anybody knows, there's no private money that's been involved. There's no private money that has been reserved. We don't know how much of a public-private partnership this might be as opposed to simply a public project. We don't know how much this is the economic development folks in Springfield trying to raise interest. We don't know if this their parade leaders, and if they are, how many people are behind them. We'll certainly find out in the near future.
Bruce Rushton is a reporter for the Illinois Times, and he's written about a new plan that could bring a university presence to downtown Springfield. Bruce, thanks for talking with me.
Anytime. Thank you.